Hey, this is Fish and Frank, and we got Captain Dan Latham on the line here. Danny, what was the water like today?
It's beautiful today, man. It's so calm and really, really nice. Had a nice little breeze out of the west. Tide was moving, fish were feeding. So I've got no complaints, you know, coming off that cold front. It was pretty good. Now, during the cold front, I did real well. With the real cold water temperature, I did real well in the trout thing, real well.
What was the story today?
Today was good. I caught about 15 redfish. A lot of nice keepers. I had 4 or 5 oversizers, so I can't complain about that. I had a couple snook, but I also had some nice cobia today.
Cobia, really?
Yeah, I eased out to one of my wrecks to catch some sheephead, and there was 3 of them floating on top of the wreck, and I caught all 3 of those jokers. I eased off, and I've got that anchor and trolling motor. So I was trolling motoring up to the wreck, and I could see them sitting there, so I trolling motored back out off of it a little bit, and rigged up 3 3-line trim, put the guys on the back of the boat, and just pumped it back. And so there they are, guys, threw in there. They, all 3 of them threw in there, and it was all 3 of them hooked up. I had a triple off the back of the boat.
Yeah, triple on with cobia. How cool is that?
I had a triple on with cobia. It's probably, I don't think I've done that, but maybe once or twice.
That's like the miracle play.
I've had a couple of doubles, but that's the first one I've had a triple.
Yeah, that's a miracle play. 3 baits, cobia. Three guys hooked up. Now, that had to be, excuse the expression, I know I'm not supposed to say this stuff, Chinese fire drill. I mean, that's like running everywhere.
Oh, it was cool, man. I was up there going, you under him, you under the left, you under the right. They're all when they, when you first hooked up, the first guy hooked up, and then the other two followed the other fish.
Yeah.
So the first guy hooked up, the second guy hooked up, and the third guy didn't get one. He reeled up, and he threw in front of the second fish, and the third fish came up and ate his bait. And then they followed each other for just a little bit. Then they just started screaming because they were good ones. 2 of them were 25 pounders.
Wow.
So, yeah, 2 of them were decent. You know, they were 36 inch fish to the port.
Wow.
They were good ones.
I'm just sitting here. I'm all excited just listening to it.
That's yeah, I know.
Cool.
I guess that was the first time. And then I went back over to the wreck and I caught a sheephead that was like probably 6 pounds, Frank.
Oh my God.
It was the only one I caught, though. It was the weirdest thing. I'm like, yeah, let's see if these sheep set it out here, you know? And we just got number of Matovia, you know? And I grabbed the shrimp on and he threw it out there and the guy goes, it was number one. I'm like, wait for the load to run, but and it pulls in, and it's just fan and drag. I'm like, oh, man, that's a good one. It's up there. It's literally like 5 or 6 pounder. I mean, it's like a 23, 24 inch sheep set. It's a big joker.
Wow.
And it was the only one we hooked. We didn't even get our bait snibbled on after that. We didn't even lose our shrimp. We didn't even lose our shrimp after that. I was laughing. I'm like, well, that worked.
Yeah, that worked. I mean, what's
that? I'm like, that worked. So then I thought I was going to be slick. I'm like, I got another wreck over here. We'll go check it. Yeah, it was a ghost town.
Oh, yeah, but wow.
There was nothing on that money list. So it was funny, but that was my day right there, you know. I mean, I had some beautiful, you know, 32 inch oversized fish.
Now, what were you catching redfish on?
You know what? I caught almost all my fish in the morning on shrimp, and then the oversized fish I caught, it was 50-50 exactly. 2 on a ladyfish chunk and 2 on a shrimp.
Wow.
So all my fish in the morning, all my other keepers, they weren't big keepers, right? They were like 24, 25 inch fish.
That's what Dad caught today. It made us real happy.
I was ecstatic. I was ecstatic.
Now,
I was ecstatic to have 24 and 25 inches.
Here's the question. Open water or up against the mangroves?
All open.
Open water.
All open. Yes, I didn't have a tree within 100 yards of me.
Okay.
It was all open garbage, and I saw them there yesterday. If there's any reason I need to go there.
I saw both
groups of fish I caught today. I saw yesterday and did not fish. I did not fish them yesterday. I just saw them. I drove right over their stinking heads yesterday and went, oh, that was a boo-boo.
Yeah,
but I was so far off the trees, you know, I didn't think, you know, I'm just running from point A to point B, and all of a sudden I went down on me. oh, there's one, there's another one. Oh, there's two more, there's another one. And so today I was wise to the gig, and I went, yeah, I'm going to stop right here and see if they're over here. So I waited for the tide to get right, and that's where we... The first two stops, I really didn't do that good. My trout totally moved. I told you I did really good on the trout in the cold. They totally left. They just weren't even there. I fished those for about 30 minutes, and they were gone. And then,
now with the redfish, we're using jig heads, hooks. What was the secret?
I was just using a jig head on a shrimp on a jig head.
That's
what I was using. You know, shrimp on a jig head, just holding out the same.
Can we be privy to the color?
White jig head, just the white one.
Those
bombers you have in there, those bomber jig heads.
Yeah. No,
That's exactly what it was. They've been kind of playing it up with the white and the pink. They've been my favorite lately. I like those jig heads. They're reasonably priced, and the point doesn't fold, and it doesn't break fresh right now. They're decent.
Well, that's cool. And now, just trying to get a feel for it, because when we were out today, the water was amazingly clear, slight brown tint to it. But nice and clear, a lot of weeds and stuff rolling once we got back inside. But on the outside of the water, it was amazingly clear. We didn't have any weeds, anything going on when we were on the flats. As soon as we got back to the canals or anything, it was just a mess.
It's that stinking hair grass. You're talking about the green hair grass.
Oh, yeah.
The hairy stuff is thick. It sticks in your line better than super glue.
Oh, yeah, it was a nightmare.
Is that not the craziest stuff you've ever seen? You go over to Hog Island, and I went over to Hog Island and stopped. I'm like, oh, there's some fish. Stopped, and started looking around and said, and left.
Yeah.
I just cranked up. I didn't even cast, Frank. I left. I just cranked up and said, we're going to go back over here somewhere. We're going to go somewhere else. I'm done.
It seems like wherever the water narrows down, it's choked up with that.
Well, it's not just that. I'm not kidding you. There's football fields over there along that side.
Yeah.
It's unreal. It is unbelievable how much of that hair grass there is. It's kind of weird. I don't remember. Frank, you've been here as long as I have. We've been here forever. You know what I mean? We're old guys who've been here forever.
Well,
you don't remember dealing with that stuff.
Not like I saw it in the last couple trips I've been out. No.
This
year is way worse.
Something, it really, it had a growth spurt.
Yeah, it just happens every few years you get a different one that takes off and grows like crazy.
Exactly, that's what happened. And every few years you get a different one, but...
The nice part about it is you can move and get away from it.
Yeah, exactly, you can move, but the canals, the PGI canals...
PGI, Pirate Harbor, all of them, they're just loaded with it.
It's just loaded, I mean, just filthy with it.
Yep.
It's just filthy, filthy with it. So, but it is what it is. But
I had a great day. I mean,
I had a great day.
That's the dream of days. I mean, sitting on the flats, nice open water, catching redfish, then go out and get a triple on cobia. That's like, you know, I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. If you're sitting in Massachusetts right now, or South Carolina, or, you know, all of our great guys up in Canada listening, why are you there? You should be listening to this, driving down, going fishing with Danny. get down and get fishing. I mean... Right now, it's picture perfect. I talked to Ronnie Jones a while back, and he said, yeah, the Chamber of Commerce picks days like today.
It was beautiful today. It was beautiful. It really was.
So, what an amazing time to be down here in Florida. It's perfect. The weather's picture perfect. The fish are biting. Great time. This Captain Danny Latham, and I know he's got to go, so we're going to wrap this up. I'm Fishing Frank. That's Captain Danny Latham. And if you would, click on the picture right next to this. It's going to take you to Danny's website. Any good advice for somebody going out tomorrow or the next day? Open water, trees, anything?
Well, the tides are going to be getting higher in the afternoon. So if we're fishing in the afternoon, I think the tides are going to get higher enough for the fish to go to the trees. I will do this one, Frank. To get fit today, I had a really long leader, 10-pound braid, and I was straight up having to air it out to get a bite. I'm talking launch it. I picked out about a dozen, you know, like nice hand picks today, just specifically so I could cast them Warner balls. And for that long cast,
I always hook them through the tail so they don't tumble in the air.
Yeah, so it doesn't tumble, so it casts like a bullet. Exactly.
Yeah, you can't hook them in the head and expect to get any distance out of a shrimp. You got to hook them in the tail to get that distance out of them.
That's exactly what I was doing. I was just letting it eat because it was so calm. It was so calm at one point, Frank, that I pulled up on a school of fish, and neither were there, and I'm push pulling up there, and the guy just stood up, reached over, opened up the cooler to grab the water, and sat back down. You know how there's an itty-bitty, like, pressure waves?
Yeah.
I suppose he didn't slam a hatch, he didn't do anything, but you just make a little teeny little, you know, little pressure wave. The school picked up from 50 yards away and ran.
Wow. Wow.
I sat there and I looked at that and I go, there we are, guys. And they go, huh. I go, I think we're going to go fish a different group of fish. We just left, so...
Well,
it was a great day. It was a great day.
Do you have a few openings coming up? Anything anybody can get out?
I had one of my best regulars, and unfortunately, he just emailed me today, and he had to have surgery. So I had six cancellations for this month. So, buddy, I'll pick up three of them, but I got three more open. So,
like I say, if you're sitting somewhere and you don't know what to do, call Danny. You're going to go out and have a great day. I don't know you're going to get triples on cobia. But
I'm not guaranteeing that.
But to go out and catch redfish on board and slam on the cobia like that, wow, what a day. What a day, Danny.
Good day. My guys were happy, let me put it that way.
Yeah, I can imagine. So anyway, this is Fishing Frank. Thanks for listening to Radio Fishing. Thank you, Dan, for the fishing report. Really appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
All right, and thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing. Click Danny's picture, take you right to his website. And Fishing Frank, we'll see you on the next one.